The International Organization for Migration says the latest deaths highlight the urgent need to help the growing number of irregular migrants left at the Yemeni-Saudi border in a desperate situation. IOM spokeswoman Gemini Pandya says the migrants are stranded in the border town of Harat after having made a long, perilous journey to Yemen from the Horn of Africa. She says the migrants, who mainly are from Ethiopia, Somalia, or Sudan, start their journey in hopes of going to the Gulf or beyond in search of work. But the reality, she says, is quite different.
They are living out in the open. They have no food. They end up surviving on whatever scraps of food they can find. They're often severely dehydrated, and there are no facilities at Harad for them. And to add to this situation, what is actually now happening is that there are an increasing number of migrants who are being deported from Saudi Arabia and dumped at the border with Yemen.
Pandya says the irregular migrants are picked up inside Saudi Arabia, put on buses and taken to the border. She says IOM does not know exactly how many migrants are deported and subsequently stranded.
It's very clear to see that there is a bottleneck that is rapidly developing and becoming increasingly acute. Yemen, as I have stressed already, is a major transit route for migrants and asylum seekers from the Horn of Africa. This, all together with the deportations, means that the figures are just simply mushrooming.
IOM and its partners recently began assisting a group of 2,000 Ethiopian irregular migrants at Harad to go home. Since mid-November, IOM has assisted 785 of the migrants to voluntarily return home, and it expects that number to increase to more than 1,000 by next week. Pandya says the group of migrants that has returned home includes 154 women and minors who had been held in Yemeni detention centers. She says IOM urgently needs $1 million to help the remaining migrants go home. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.